You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Thank God for what God is doing. Thank God for those that are tuned in to listen to this broadcast today. Amen. Praise God, because God is blessing. God is moving by spirits. Signs and wonder, oh, he's moving. Tell God to move in you, because, amen, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. We want you to be with us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. March the 26th, tonight at 8 p.m., Minister Solomon Hayward will be preaching under the anointing power of the Holy Ghost. You don't want to miss this service. Come on and let God bless you. Let God bless your life. Let God move in your life. Amen. And then on Friday night, I'll be speaking March the 27th, 8 p.m. Come on and let God bless you. Come on and hear a word from God. Come on and receive a word from God. Amen. God will bless you. He'll bless your life. At Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and let God bless you. God want to bless you. God want to bless your life. God want to bless your family, your home. He want to bless whatever you do. God want to bless you. Amen. Get your Bibles. Go with me today. Amen. I'm going to be starting from St. Mark, the 14th chapter. Read it for me at the first verse, if you will, please.
After 2 days. Was the feast of the Passover.
The feast of the Passover.
And unleavened bread.
Of unleavened bread.
And the chief priests.
And the chief priests.
And the scribes sought how.
And the scribes sought how.
They might take him by craft.
They might take him by craft.
And put him to death.
Put him to death. Amen. This is the Passover time. Amen. Time they gather together to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And to give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They was thinking about how they can put Jesus to death. Yes. Why? Because, yes. Amen, hallelujah, he was working miracles, signs, yes, and wonders. He was bringing deliverance to his people. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. And God used this special woman. Amen. Glory to God that brought an alabaster box. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. She, yes, had the anointing on her, the power of God on, yes, her. And God used her, amen, amen, to show that, amen, Jesus was going to die on the cross, yes, and he was going to be resurrected. And, yes, this was, Jesus, amen, something to be a memorial of her. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Doing this great thing and giving this great possession for Jesus. Amen. Yes, praise, Lord, God. Hallelujah. But there was one there that Jesus was talking about. Amen. That was going to betray him. Yes. Let's go to the 10th verse. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Read it for me, please.
And Jesus Iscariot.
And Judas Iscariot.
Mm-hmm. Was one of the 12.
One of the 12.
Went unto the chief priest.
Went unto the chief priest.
To betray him unto them.
To betray him. Now, Judas, amen, hallelujah. How many know the devil always used somebody? Amen. But, amen, whatever the devil does, God has a plan too. Amen. And God got in that plan. That Judas Iscariot, yes, amen, was one that was going to, yes, betray him. Yes. Read, yes, on for me, please.
And when they heard it.
When they heard it.
They were glad.
They were glad.
And promised to give him
promised
money.
Promised to give him money.
And he sought how he might conveniently betray him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. See? Amen. Judas was the one. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. And they were, yes, glad when, yes, they heard that. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. He was going to betray him. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And they promised to give him money.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yes, don't you did. Worry. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't worry. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy will come and he will try to deceive you. Amen. Glory to God. And they promised him money. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he was going to betray him. Now, Judas did not understand the plan of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He thought that he would take this money and use this money. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For what he want. But he thought Jesus would deliver himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't think about hallelujah, him betraying him. He just thought that Jesus would deliver himself because Jesus had the power. He could call down many of the angels to deliver him. Praise God, hallelujah. But, hallelujah, that was not God's plan. That was not God's will. Read on for me, please.
And he sendeth forth.
Over to God, the 12th verse, please.
And the first day of
unleavened bread.
When they kill the Passover.
When they kill the Passover.
His disciples said unto him.
Disciples said unto him.
Where will thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?
Where shall we go? Amen. Hallelujah. They won't know where they could go. Amen. So they can get ready to eat the Passover. Read on for me, please.
And he sendeth forth two of his disciples.
Send forth two of his disciples.
And saith unto them.
Said unto them.
Go ye into the city.
Go into the city.
And there ye shall meet you a man.
You shall meet a man.
Bearing a pitcher of water.
Bearing a pitcher of water.
Follow him.
Follow him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bearing a pitcher of water. They was to follow him. Amen. Glory to God. Because he was going to be the one that lead them to the room, amen, where they were going to go, amen, glory to God, to eat, hallelujah, the supper, the last supper, praise God, hallelujah. God has prepared a place, and he prepared a place, amen, glory to God, for them to go, and amen, glory to God, to eat the last supper. Praise God, I want you to know God has prepared a place, amen, where you can do what you need to do for the glory of God. Amen, hallelujah. But it was becoming time that they were getting ready. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, to bring him before Pilate. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, because they want to bring him before Pilate to see, amen, glory to God, that what Pilate would do, because they wanted to crucify him. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't you know the world want to destroy you? The world want to crucify you. The world want to get rid of you. Amen, hallelujah. But God always turn it into his plan. God will do what he want to do. Praise God, hallelujah. Go to the 15th verse. Amen, hallelujah. 15th chapter, and read the first verse for me, please.
And straightway in the morning.
Straightway in the morning.
The chief priest held a consultation with the elders.
Peace, the chief priest, hallelujah, held a consultation with the elders and scribes.
And the whole council.
The whole council.
And bound Jesus.
And bound Jesus.
And carried him away.
Carried him away.
And delivered him to Pilate.
Delivered him to Pilate. Read on.
And Pilate asked him.
Pilate asked him.
Art thou the king of the Jews?
Are you the king of the Jews?
And he answering said unto him.
The answer said unto him.
Thou sayest
that. Thou said it. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They got the king of the Jews. And they began to ask him, are you the king of the Jews? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pilate knew who he said he was, but he was asking him so that he could say who he was. Amen. But Jesus said, thou said. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't you know, amen, when God has a plan, God's plan must be fulfilled. Amen, glory to God. Jesus told the disciples what they would do. Amen, they would crucify him. They would kill him. Amen, hallelujah. But on the third day, he would rise again. Praise God, hallelujah. Read on for me, please.
And Pilate asked him again, saying,
hallelujah, read the third verse, please.
And the chief priest accused him of many things.
Accused him of many things.
But he answered nothing.
But he didn't answer nothing. Read on.
And Pilate asked him again,
saying,
answerest thou nothing?
Answerest thou nothing?
Behold, how many things they witness against thee.
Oh, how many things they witness against you. Read on.
But Jesus yet answered nothing.
Jesus yet answered nothing.
So that Pilate marveled.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, amen. God put a certain amount of intelligence in his people. Amen. Glory to God. He put that intelligence in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So they can marvel at who you are. They can marvel at what you say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They marvel at Jesus. Even at the time when they was trying to kill him, Pilate was marveling at him because, amen, hallelujah, it's something about the anointing, amen, hallelujah, that will make you smart, that will bring your IQ up, amen, hallelujah, that God speaks through you, and the power of God works through you. Read on for me, please.
Now at the feast, he released unto them one prisoner. Whomsoever they desire.
Read on.
And there was one named Barnabas.
There was one named Barabbas. Amen. Read
which
on.
Which lay beyond with them. That had insurrection. With him. And who had committed murders in the insurrection.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Barabbas, he should have been destroyed. He should have been killed. Amen. Glory to God. They had, amen, two prisoners there with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And they should have been killed. They should have been crucified. Read on for me, please.
And the multitude crying aloud.
Began to desire him.
To do as he had ever done unto them.
We want you to do what you always do. Amen, Pilate. You kill him. Read on.
But Pilate answered them, saying, will ye that I release unto you the King of Jews?
You want me to release the King of Jews? Read on.
For he knew that one chief priest was delivered.
Hallelujah.
For envy.
He knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. Amen. Praise God. You know, amen, many times people envy you. Many times people hate you. Amen. They mock you and they talk against you. And they ridicule you because they hate you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pilate knew, amen, that this chief priest, hallelujah, delivered Jesus on them because he was envious of him. You got a lot of envious people against you. Praise God. But you still got to do what God say. You got to still follow the plan of God. Read on for me, please.
But the chief priest moved the people. That he should rather release Barabbas unto them.
Hallelujah. He told them, I want to release Barabbas unto you. Read on.
And Pilate answered and said again unto them. What will ye then that I shall do? Unto him.
Unto him.
Whom ye call the King of Jews.
What y'all want me to do? Amen. Y'all brought him here. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Pilate didn't see, amen, nothing in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what do y'all bring him here? What do you want me to do? Read on for me, please.
And they cried out again. Crucify him.
See, amen. Hallelujah. They had their mind made up. Praise God. Hallelujah. They knew what they wanted to do. And so, hallelujah, they say, crucify him. Glory to God. We want to kill him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they did not know this was God's plan. He had to be hung on the cross. He had to be ridiculed. He had to be crucified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you and I. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't you worry about him being crucified. Because he has to die. And he has to, amen, hallelujah, go to the cross. Glory to God for your sins and for my sins. Amen. Go down to the 28th verse.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that 15th chapter.
And the scripture was fulfilled.
Which saith.
And he was numbered with the transgressors.
Mean, hallelujah, he was not a transgressor. He did not do anything. He did not do any sin, but he was numbered with them. Praise God, hallelujah. Read on for me, please.
And they that passed by railed on him.
They railed on him.
Wagging their heads.
And saying,
Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days.
You that destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days.
Save thyself. And come down from the cross.
Hallelujah. That's what they were saying. Amen. Glory to God. You said you would build, amen, hallelujah, the temple. Destroy the temple and build it up, amen, in 3 days. Come down from the cross and save yourself. Well, amen, Jesus could have done it, but that was not God's plan. Read on for me, please.
Likewise, Also the chief priests mocking.
Chief priests mocking.
Saying among themselves.
Saying among themselves.
With the scribes.
With the scribes.
He saved others.
He saved others.
Himself.
Himself.
He cannot save.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He cannot save. Yes, he could have. Amen. But it wasn't God's plan. It was not God's will. Amen. Glory to God. But the chief priest was mocking him. Ah, don't you know you got some mockers? You got those that, amen, hate you and will ridicule you. Amen. And that will talk about you. But you got to do God's will. Amen. You, hallelujah. He had to go to the cross and die for you and I and die for our sin. It was at the cross, amen, that you can see the light. It was at the cross that you can know Jesus for yourself. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know that he went to the cross for you and I. He went to bear our sins. Praise God. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of his peace. Hallelujah. Our peace was upon him. And with, hallelujah, his stripes, we are healed. So it was because he went to the cross, hallelujah, and died for you and me. Amen. That we are delivered today. Read on for me, please.
Let Christ the King of Israel descend now.
Let him descend now.
From the cross.
From the cross.
That we may see and believe.
That we may see and believe.
And they that were crucified with him reviled him.
They that were crucified with him reviled him. Amen. They talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They, amen, ridicule him. Read on for me, please.
And when the sixth hour was come.
When the sixth hour was come.
There was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour.
Darkness over the whole land. Hallelujah. Until the ninth hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you worry. Amen. When God wants to do something, he will do it. Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus cried with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He listened. Amen, which is being interpreted, my God, why is thou forsaking me? Hallelujah, glory to God, seems like you're forsaken. Hallelujah, forsaken when you got to go through, when you're going through your sickness. Hallelujah, you feel like you're hallelujah, forsaken. When you're in trouble, you seem like you're forsaken. Don't worry, God is there. God will deliver you. They thought he was crying out for Elijah. Hallelujah, but he wasn't. He just felt like he was forsaken. Praise God. Hallelujah. One ran to him. Hallelujah. With a sponge of vinegar. Hallelujah. And put it on his ring and gave it to him to drink. But he refused to drink it. Hallelujah. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to know he was on the cross for your sin and mine. He died for your sin and mine. He died on the cross. Oh, hallelujah, for you and me. Glory to God that we could be free. God so loved the world. The Bible said he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. I want you to know today you can live. Why die when you can live? It was the cross, hallelujah, that Jesus died on that will make you free. Come to the cross. Come now. Amen. Glory to God to the cross. And I want you to know today there is a cross for everyone. Jesus picked up his cross and carried his cross. And you have a cross today. And you got to pick up your cross and carry your cross because there is deliverance for you. There's deliverance for your life. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and everybody go free? No, there is a cross for everyone. and there is a cross for you and me, but you can make it because Jesus carried his cross. You can carry your cross. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He died on the cross that you might be free. Why don't you come on now and give your life to Jesus? Why don't you come on now and give your heart to Jesus? Hallelujah. You can be free. You can be saved. You that are not saved, I want you to come now and come and say, Father, forgive me of my sins and blot out my transgression. I want to be saved. I want to be free. Forgive me. I believe you, the Son of God, and you died for my sins, and you rose that I might have life. I accept you into my life. I accept you into my heart. You can free me now. And once you pray that prayer, rise up from your feet and begin on your feet and begin to praise God and begin to thank him because he's real. God is alive and he will cleanse you from all your sins. I'm going to ask Evangelist Serena Williams. She's with me today. I'm going to ask her to pray for you today. But yeah, hallelujah, that God would bless you. You that are not saved, she's going to pray that God bless you and that you know you're saved and that he will deliver you. You that are sick in your body, she's going to pray for you that God would touch your body and that you would believe God for your healing. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh Lord.
Lord
God, those lost souls, oh
yes,
God. God, begin to touch their hearts, oh God.
Right
Lord
now,
God,
Lord.
Remind them that you're the true and living God, oh God. And Father God, no other way shall they see the Son but through you, oh God. Father God, don't let them be lost, oh God. But Lord God, let them take heed to the word that came forth upon today, oh God. From the apostle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Lord God, let them receive you in their hearts, oh God. Saying, I receive you and I believe, oh God, that Jesus is your son, and I shall serve you, and I shall live for you. I shall turn from my wicked ways in the name of Jesus and do it right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, everybody that's sick in their body, oh God, touching from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, I don't care what kind of disease or sickness it is, oh God. God, you are the healing God. God, nothing is too hard for you, God. In the name of Jesus, no problem too big or too small, oh God. God, let them know, oh God, you are the true healer, oh God. Begin to go in, oh God.
Yes,
heal
Lord.
Them of the cancer, oh God.
Yes,
Lord God, heal them of blood disease,
yes,
oh God.
Lord
God, heal them of dementia, oh God.
Yes.
Heal them of, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh love,
yes,
of
Lord.
All types of cancer. It doesn't matter,
Lord.
Oh God.
Yes.
No types of cancer, oh God. Blood disease, oh God.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord.
Lord.
We thank you now. Amen.
Amen. Now you begin to praise God. Get up from there and begin to praise him. Get up from there and begin to thank him and believe that you will heal. Amen. And when the devil come with that feeling, bind it up. Say the blood of Jesus is against it now. Amen. Hallelujah. And begin and continue to confess your healing. Continue to confess your salvation. I'm saved. I'm free. Amen. And get up from there. Find your church. Amen. Where they preach the word of God, where they believe in the power of God, where they believe in the anointing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But salvation is not enough. You need the Holy Ghost. So, amen. Find your place. Amen. Where you can receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can come into your life. Holy Spirit can change your life. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost is a keeper. And the Holy Ghost will keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. God will teach you what to do. He will teach you how to live right. He will teach you how to live holy. Yes, this is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Amen. With Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Amen. And I want you to come out tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. At 8 p.m. Come on out and receive your deliverance. Come on out and receive your blessing. Minister Solomon Hayward will be preaching under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. And then on Friday night, amen, 8 p.m., I'll be preaching, I'll be speaking. Come on out. Let God bless you. 1551 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out to get your blessing. Come on out to get your deliverance. Come on out to get your healing. Because God's got a healing for you. God's got a miracle for you with your name written on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you thank God for the cross. You thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That Jesus died on the cross for you and for your sins. Amen. And he did what he said. Amen. Glory to God. The temple was destroyed. And 3 days he rose again. Aren't you glad that he rose for your sin? Aren't you glad that he rose that you might be free? Aren't you glad that he rose? Amen. Hallelujah. That you would be delivered. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there. By faith, I receive my sight. And now I'm so happy all the day. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there. By faith, I receive my sight. And now I'm so happy all the day. You can be happy serving God. You can be happy living for God. Amen. You can be happy with God in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be happy with Jesus leading you and ruling in your life. Then meet us on Sunday. Amen. The 29th, 11:30 a.m. Pastor Geraldine Haywood will be preaching the word. You don't want to miss it Sunday. God has a miracle for you with your name written on it. So come on out Sunday. Amen. At the Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Don't miss it. Come on and be saved. Come on and be blessed. Come on and let God have his way. You need to let go. Let God have his way, because he will bless you. He will set you free. He will help you. You need help that only come from the Lord, and he can help you. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me.
Help me, Lord.
Oh, help me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
Help me, Lord.
Oh, you help others.
Help me, Lord.
And help me, too.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
Help me, Lord.
I need your help.
Help me, Lord.
I need your help.
Help me, Lord.
You help others.
Help me, Lord.
You help.
Help me, Lord.
Just help me too.
Help me, Lord.
I want your help.
Help me, Lord.
I need your help.
Help me, Lord.
I'm looking for you. Amen. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. Tonight, 8 p.m. Friday night at 8 p.m. Sunday at 11:30 a.m. I'm looking for you. You need to come out. God has a miracle with your name on it. But you got to come in order to get it. Amen. You got to believe God. Amen. Because whatever you want, God can do it. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can get you out of your mess you are in. He can deliver your mind. He can deliver your life. He wants to help you. Help is on the way. Amen. But it's up to you to come on and get it. God has it just for you. So you need to come out. Amen. To Miracle Deliverance. Come on out. Come. Hallelujah. Because you need to come and learn how to praise God. You need to come and get together and praise God with the people of God. Because when the praises of God go up, the blessing come down. And you want the blessing of God in your life. God bless you. And thank you so much for tuning in today and listening at this broadcast. I know you will be blessed. Amen. God has a blessing for it. And those of you, amen, that feel like it, send a donation. Send one in, amen, to support this ministry. Send one in to support this broadcast, and you will see what God will do for you. God bless you, and I love you, and I'll be praying for you. God is with me, so I keep it on the side.